Okay, today on the premium episode of Come Town, we're talking about haters.
That's right.
The hater philosophy.
Boop, 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 boop.
Like, what causes people to be haters?
Yeah. Mm.
NPR explores.
NPR explores haters in this four-part series.
4 years ago, pictures of my penis surfaced on the internet next to a ruler demonstrating that it was 4.782653 inches long.
That's a really detailed ruler.
Immediately, people were calling me gay, the homo, saying that my dick is small and I should kill myself, and this was the reason we need to defund NPR.
Oh, shit. That happened to, who's that, Ira Glass?
That's Ira, yeah.
Today, we're exploring why it's actually those people that are faggots.
And not me.
And not
Ira
me.
Glass.
And that I'm cool.
And I'm cool. My dick isn't even. And that was a, it was a trick ruler. And my dick is actually much bigger than that.
A lot of,
on today's This American Life.
The answer to haters is to do reverse hating, is what we call it in my PhD program, where we study hating. I wrote my doctoral thesis on being trolled and how I'm a fag, and actually it's everyone else that's a fag, and I'm cool.
Damn. You whole thesis, huh?
Yeah. I might try to get a humanities degree. And just,
it would be so easy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just...
You'd to become America's foremost African-American
my PhD
scholar.
Like, do you think it's actually bad to say the N-word?
Yeah.
Yep.
A study in...
You're published.
Yeah.
You mean for... It's actually bad for black people to say it? You're doing academic research on that?
It's not my place to say that. It's white people need to stop be saying on the N-word. Mm.
Is that what your research would be on?
Yes.
Okay. That's good, man. Mm-hmm. It would be cheap, too. That's the other thing. It's like, yeah, it would be so easy, but then you're like, yeah.
I'm not about research. I'm about B-search.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You got to be about your research. You
got to
be about your studying.
But you're not about research.
We got to stop doing research because that's just repeating something some other guy
yeah,
said.
Yeah, guy, yeah, fella.
Some other player said.
That's a player. Yeah.
That's what that movie Ready Player One's about.
it's about a player's ball.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be funny if that, I mean... This is such a funny thing to pitch out as a joke. Is like, you know what would be funny? If something that didn't happen at all
was actually...
There was a translation error, and then so like in all video games, they came over for Japan instead of player. It was,
And how... I don't know exactly how that... Yeah. You're right.
Press a statue.
Player would have been replaced by a different word, is what you're saying.
Yeah. That different word one, that different word two.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
That would be funny. You're right.
Yeah, that would be funny.
If it was the N-word instead of player in every video game.
Wouldn't that be funny?
Yeah. I have to admit that would be funny.
Then kids wouldn't be saying it on Xbox Live because...
It would have got out of their system.
They would have gotten out of their system.
So it's the Japanese's fault.
The Japanese could have saved a generation of white kids from being racist.
Yeah, I'm going to Japanese you to suck my dick.
Whoa.
Oh.
That would be awesome.
You should have thought of that when we were there and said it to one of them.
I did. I was going around saying that to all of them.
You said it to everyone. That's,
like, when Nick disappeared, he was calling.
That's what he was doing for his day. He's like, I really cracked it today. I got to go test something out.
I was doing research for my doctoral thesis.
Yeah.
Right.
Do Japanese people understand the N-word if you scream it at them?
Yes.
What were your findings?
At Harvard University.
What were your findings?
I don't know. I forgot to write shit down. I'm trying to think of the right word. Having a good time.
Yeah. That honestly, that brings up some red flags.
Yeah.
Because it's one thing to scream it at the Japanese.
Because I was doing B search.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I was being about the
You're not research. Trying to do another man's research.
I'm not trying to research.
Yeah.
You're doing B-search.
Research.
Which is original research.
The original search.
Mm-hmm.
You're doing an original search.
I'm doing original search. I'm not looking into something again.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I guess that is what research means. Mm-hmm. It's just redoing
a search
someone else
Right,
did.
You're using sources,
mm-hmm.
which is stealing, as we all know.
Yeah.
No, you can cite it. That's your problem. You've never cited your sources.
I would never cite a
your source. Extensive sources. Every set you do has should have a bibliography.
Yeah. Well, there is.
You hand it out. You hand it out at the end of every set.
Yeah, it's like that book. What do you call it? The big fat
chicken soup for yeah, good,
for being a for fucking penis. Yeah. Penis loving scoundrel.
Yeah, it's like that book.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe.
The Lion Who Sucked My Dick Robe.
Mm.
How about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's about a wardrobe that
you go in a closet and sucks a lion your dick. Sucks
yeah,
your
the lion sucks you off.
Yeah, that would be cool. Mm-hmm. Would you be scared the lion would bite your cock off?
Yeah, I wouldn't accept a blowjob from a lion.
I would love to go through that closet, and then that the lion, Aslan, is like, "Welcome to Narnia." And I'm like, "What's it called again?" He's like, "It's called Narnia." And then he's like, "This is a magical place." I'm like, "What was the name one more time?" He's like, "It's Narnia."
Yeah.
I'm like, "How many N's are in that?" He's like, "2." And he's like, "Anyways, it's a I'm a talking lion." And I'm like, "Can you tell me how many N's are in Narnia again?" And he's like, "What the fuck? What is going on?"
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I'm like, it's some real world thing you don't understand, but
oh, you don't think they have racial slurs in Narnia?
Yeah, well, there's no reason to.
I don't know. I haven't read the book. You're saying there's no racism? I feel like
what is this?
Well, I did read it. I read it when I was like in fourth.
What's going
grade.
On there? A lion is fighting.
The lion
a
is Jesus, right?
Yeah, it's a Christian thing.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It's the guy C.S. Lewis.
It seems that seems like the lamest one of the fantasy ones.
The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. I remember as a kid, because I read all of them as a child, before I knew it was Christianity.
Yes. Yeah, trying to poison your mind.
And I remember Voyage of the Dawn Treader being the one that I enjoyed the most.
What happens in that?
I don't remember.
The fuck, dude? I wanted to get the cliff notes.
Well, I don't remember what happened in any of them. I just remember that being the one that I liked.
Why did you like it?
It was the most entertaining of the.
You don't even have one thing that stands out.
There's a boat. There's like a big
the
ornate
lion
boat.
Is like a
it's
king,
another,
right?
Yeah,
he's like
it's
a
also
warrior,
Narnia or something.
Yeah,
yeah.
Maybe. And also, fighting. Time works differently when you're in the wardrobe.
The Lion, the Witch, and the time Wardrobe goes. Is a fucking house, and there's some kids, and they discover a closet, like
a wardrobe. Yeah,
yeah, a secret a tunnel.
Yeah, it puts you the fucking.
And it's like that because Jesus said, "Pray in the closet." So yeah. The children are
did he?
Demonstrating modesty in their in their faith, and then that leads them into.
I like that Jesus probably got his dick sucked by Mary Magdalene.
Yeah,
I don't think he did.
Yeah, well, have you seen The Last Temptation of Christ?
Yeah, I know that's what that heretical account would say, but I don't think our Lord was getting his.
He
dick
definitely
sucked.
Did.
Listen,
what's the point of being human if you never get pussy?
You don't have to.
He doesn't. How's he? He's a son of man.
He was no. He's
a son of God. But he's a man. He's half God.
No, he's one of. He's so, 1/3 of God.
So you're gonna get some fucking pussy. That's the whole point. You because he's the only part of God that's in the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So to really understand the human experience, he needs to feel pussy on his dick.
He didn't get pussy, but God got pussy from his mom,
from the Virgin Mary.
From the Virgin Mary.
No, no.
What do you mean?
What happened is, and everybody knows this, the archangel Michael sucked off God and he spit nut into her pussy. And that's how
God
Jesus
got
was
his
born.
Dick sucked by a guy?
By Mike? No, it's an angel. That's the other thing. Actual angels are all, they're like eyes and fucking mouths and assholes. It's like a big rolling thing of things you can fuck.
No, it's Jack.
Except eyes. I guess you can't fuck
it's
eyes.
It's Jack's guys with wings and it's big titted women with wings.
That would be awesome.
That's did you see that is. Noah movie?
Yeah, the Darren Aronofsky one.
It was awesome.
It rocked.
He was doing karate.
He was doing karate, yeah. And he was like wearing jeans.
Yeah.
Wait. The one with Russell Crowe.
I might watch Noah again.
That movie is ridiculous. Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's what if Noah knew karate?
That's awesome. Yeah.
Well, it's also Russell Crowe.
And it's Russell Crowe.
So he's like, these faggots are disrespecting God. You know, and he's like beating the shit out of people.
He's like, God needs me to roundhouse kick.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Does he have a lot of animals?
Yeah, he's got two of every kind.
That's cool.
It's so sick.
Yeah, that is sick.
That story is sick because it involves mass extinction and death.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, a guy that, like, knows all about different types of animals. You know?
See, you know, and obviously that's not a real story, but then every fucking animal would be like the Habsburgs.
Right.
Because they'd all be brother and sister.
Well, I always thought about that about Cain and Abel.
Yeah, I mean, the story of the Bible is that it's all just one incest.
No. I thought that there's like if a bunch of men.
Adam and Eve had kids, then brothers and sisters.
That's the whole beginning of the Bible is all the begetting that happened.
I feel like there's some other random people somewhere.
What do you mean? Those are the first two people.
I just feel like
there's the snake in them.
Yeah, Adam and Eve have what's Seth? Is that their kid?
They have Cain and Abel.
Seth. Yeah.
No, because then Seth's one of them. It's like three or four down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is a Seth in there.
It's like Seth and Sarah have like 30 kids, and then they all fuck each other.
Yeah.
Really?
Something like that.
No, I think when you get cast out of heaven, there were some people already hanging out. That's my hypothesis.
There were people when they left the Garden of Eden.
Yes.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I think I asked a rabbi once and he said that Cain and Abel had twin sisters and they fucked each other's sisters. I swear to God, I think that's what the answer was.
That's awesome, dude.
Yeah.
And then isn't in Islam, didn't they think that there's like
then there's Ishmael who's like someone's kid with a prostitute.
That's what I'm saying.
Muslims come from.
That's what I'm saying.
Abraham's married to Sarah.
Abraham's married to Sarah.
And he, like, that's what Islam is. Because Abraham's first wife.
The concubine.
Yeah, the concubine gave him Ishmael. No, Sarah gave him Ishmael. The concubine.
No.
The concubine gave him some other.
Sarah gave him Isaac.
Isaac. And then the other one, Ishmael, is the one with the concubine that is like, there's some Islam connection.
Yeah, so Islam comes from the illegitimate son.
Comes from side pussy.
Yes.
So it's the cooler religion.
Well, it's like Abraham's wife was like, I think he met her when she was like
his other
11.
Son, his other son
and
is,
he was trying to nut inside for years, and then she got mad old, and she wasn't having a kid.
Islam is all like based on Heathcliff from Wuthering Heights. That was the first Muslim.
Wait, Heathcliff the cat?
Yes, no. From Wuthering Heights. It's a book about a
What's
bitch.
Wuthering Heights?
It's a book about a bitch that fucks.
That's it. Isn't that a Kate Bush
friend.
Song?
Well, that's what the song. The song is
the
about
song's
the
about getting the fuck.
It's
Heathcliff.
Me. I'm Kathy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Heathcliff. It's me.
I want to fuck Heathcliff. It's me getting horny to fuck
Heathcliff. I'm not about no Wuthering Heights. I'm about Brothering Heights.
Yeah, that's right.
And you know, it's an estate where brothers, they learn how to love each other.
Oh, so you're gay?
In a brotherly sense.
Dude, so that's what I'm saying, though. There was bitches out there in the outside the Garden of Eden to get pussy from.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I think there were two people.
It's right there in the beginning of the Bible.
Nah, dude, that's the part everyone reads, but there's extra other parts.
There's a secret Bible.
It's not secret. Mm-hmm. It's just later on that you don't really fucking pay attention to.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's me. Sucking Heathcliff's penis.
All that shit is real.
Wait, what's Wuthering Heights? There's a guy named Heathcliff?
It's a book by this lady, Emily Bronte.
Fuck her.
Yeah.
Heathcliff is a cat. I don't want to hear... You can't use the name Heathcliff on some bullshit.
Heathcliff is a cat in the story. It's, it's based on...
Oh, it is?
Yeah. He's like a cat. He's like Mr. Mistopheles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, hell yeah! Respect to Mr. Mistopheles.
Yeah.
I forgot when we watched Cats, dude.
He comes to this like English house, like country house, and starts getting pussy.
Hell yeah, dude!
And they're like, "How dare you fuck is Mr. Mistopheles?"
Oh wait, it's not his name's not Heathcliff. It's Mr. Mistopheles.
Well, they do refer to him as
That's
Mr.
his
Mistopheles
last name.
In a derogatory sense.
I thought it was Heathcliff Mistopheles.
Heathcliff Mistopheles.
Mistopheles is.
He's Greek.
Mistopheles is Noah's father, too,
yeah.
In the movie.
Yeah, that's right.
Anthony Hopkins plays Mr. Mistopheles, who's gone into the forest to kill himself with dancing.
Hell yeah.
I do still intend on, when we go back to the normal times, on us following through on our plan to take ecstasy and go see Cats.
I'll do that right now, dude.
I was fucking beating that drum, and it was not ecstasy, it's mushrooms.
Well, either way, I don't think that we should lose sight of that goal.
I've been talking about that for years.
I'm honoring that plan. Thank you. It's a good plan.
Thank you.
Still
about fucking time. But isn't it? It's gone now. You can't even see cats.
New York has been ravaged by a deadly virus.
Andrew Lloyd Webber has to bring cats back to fucking revive the city.
It's Andrew Lloyd, right? Andrew Lloyd Webber is the guy that invented the grills.
No. The Weber grills.
Andrew Lloyd Weber?
Yeah.
Andrew Lloyd Wright.
No, it's Andrew Lloyd Webber, dude. I know some
Andrew
shit.
Andrew Lloyd Wright and
Andrew Lloyd Wright is a different guy.
No, they were the guys that invented plays. It was twin brothers.
No, dude, you're not going to fucking get me on this
Christopher
one.
Lloyd Webber is who you're thinking
Christopher Lloyd Webber is who I'm thinking.
He's like, I made a grill, Marty! And we can put Chinese kids in it!
Yeah. Andrew Lloyd Webber were two twins that were identical twins that invented plays who were also gay together.
Andrew and Lloyd.
Andrew and Lloyd.
Why are you putting Chinese kids in the grill, Doc?
Because we're trying to stop Asian hate, Marty. They're delicious.
Yeah.
Because they taste good.
I
only care about changing time frames. I didn't think about doing Asian racism until they told me I couldn't anymore.
So by grilling the Chinese children, he's stopping it or he's doing it?
I'm being obstinate. Okay. I've got oppositional defiance disorder, Marty. I'm having a temper tantrum. They put me in the emotional disabilities class, and I bit somebody.
Damn, dude.
Do you think in this whole stop Asian hate thing the bare naked ladies have gotten called out?
Yeah, chickeny China, the Chinese chicken.
That's not cool.
It's fucked up, dude.
Yeah. How dare
Although
they?
I will say Chinese chicken is delicious.
It's so good.
General So's, sweet and sour, Kung Pao, mm-hmm. chicken wings mm-hmm. in that Chinese little fucking oil, that fucked up oil that has all the different shit they fry. Mm-hmm. That's why wings from a Chinese place are tier A number one.
Mm-hmm.
let me go on. Mushu chicken, not as good, but Mushu as a whole is good.
Mushu pork.
Mushu pork. The best
now
kind
we're
of mushu.
Talking.
Now you're speaking my Ching
now
Chong
my
language.
Now my prickadillo is getting fucking stiff.
Now
up.
You're speaking my language.
Mm-hmm.
Chinese.
Now we're speaking Chinese.
Now you're speaking Chinese.
Damn,
I speak Chinese.
Damn, I could talk about Chinese food for quite some time.
Why don't we speak Chinese to each other's pussies? My name's Michael Douglas, and I'm trans.
Oh, nice. Mike's got a fucking cunt.
Good afternoon. My name is Michael Douglas. I'm an FTM trans actor.
Wait, he's F to M?
He's F to M. I'm F to M.
Oh, interesting. So he still has a pussy.
My birth name was Mackenzie Douglas.
So, okay, so he's F to M.
He does have a voice of an F to M.
Yeah.
In a... Like plausibly,
mm-hmm.
There is like a lady quality.
The Bobby Hill sort of,
yeah, a little rasp over some high, highness. Fuck, dude, we're talking about Chinese food. All I had was a salad for breakfast. I'm pissed off now.
I'm sorry, man. That wasn't cool of us.
No, it's not your fault. I want it so bad.
No, it's like you're trying to not do crack, and then
I
we're like,
suck a fucking. I want to.
And then we're like,
you know,
oh, what's
be
your
awesome?
Favorite flavor of crack?
You know, it'd be awesome if you could suck one long lo mein noodle for eternity, and you're just eating it forever.
Yeah, that would be cool.
That would be so fucking tight.
Like
dude.
Like when in cartoons where someone goes to hell and they're being force fed from a conveyor belt.
No, not like that. In a nice way. Where it's one slow...
Have you thought about getting a tapeworm to help you with your diet?
I think there's other negative health mm-hmm. side effects.
Have you considered doing that thing where you eat an African child's shit and then to get the flora and fauna?
Yeah, that's a big celeb craze these days.
Do people really do that?
Yeah, a lot of celebs are...
Well, they get their ass... They have... No, I mean, the eating it is a joke, but they do, like, get African children's shit and have it, like, put into their ass.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they change their, like, gut chemistry.
Why African children's shit?
Because if you're going to do anything, you might as well take it from Africa. If you're a millionaire and you're involved in some fad, mm-hmm. it has to involve stealing resources from Africa.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
We've already
taken
all the... We've taken all the other resources.
Neo-colonialism, now it's now we need the poo-poo. Their sheet.
It's and shit. I wonder if there's a woke account being like, yo, they're stealing our shit. He's got his Christopher colon bus. Something like that. I don't know.
There's definitely someone that's going to say they're stealing our shit.
Yeah.
They're taking everything.
Yeah. The Nina,
they're
the
taking
pink,
our baby's shit.
The Nina, the Porto, and the Potty Maria.
Fuck, dude. My body's failing me. I have to be honest with you guys.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't get a good enough sleep. I can't sleep.
You're too hungry to fall asleep?
No, I don't know, man. It's because I was on this nice schedule where I'm fucking going to bed early, waking up early, and then I started doing a couple spots, and, you know, I'm staying up late sometimes, and now I can't fucking...
A confeces door?
Confeces door.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going. I'm just going to work
okay,
on this.
so, you know, man, I don't know. I'm just fucking sleepy. I only got six... I got the Fitbit, and it's tracking my sleep. I only got 6 hours today.
Yeah. I'd
like to get eight.
Yeah. Most people need it.
I'd like to get eight, but I have six. It's the story of my penis.
Mm-hmm. But you don't have six.
Well, I think pretty close. I think functionally it's six, you know. I haven't taken a ruler to it for quite some time. It might have had a little growth spurt.
I'll have you know, I tell people six for you.
Thanks, man.
I say, you know, my friend Stav, he's got a 6-inch.
Yeah,
dick.
Now you
people
do.
Ask pretty often.
People are always asking.
Well, yeah, but that's right. We had
remember
that
the Sean Patton thing.
Yeah,
where he said I had a big dick, and
oh,
Adam
yeah,
said
Sean,
no.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah,
was
that
weird
was wild,
me.
Dude.
It was just that he didn't have a. I guess
you just let you know. Maybe yeah. Sean's got a really little dick, and my dick did look big.
I don't know. I think he was taking his dick out that night. Actually,
did it look nice?
I didn't see. I saw his ass.
No, this that
this
was
is
recently.
A different time. This is a different
this
time.
This is way long ago.
This
oh,
is
was when
funny
you were on
moms,
stage,
and he said
yeah.
my dick
yeah.
looked nice.
Oh, that's yeah. Recently,
you said no.
Stick out.
Damn, I feel like we should have stayed on that thread of
Kong feces door.
Yeah, just the whole idea of like colonizers going and stealing shit. And woke people being mad about it.
Mm-hmm.
A younger, a killer, the killer in me would have gone after that one.
Right,
we
picked the meat
get
off
back
his
into
bones.
It.
No, you had to start going off about you know
what?
Hebrew school or whatever you were talking about.
I didn't bring that up.
Yeah.
How was Hebrew
God,
school?
Can you imagine? Did school bad enough already, but Hebrew?
The Hebrew version. You know,
adding
of it?
To, yeah.
Yeah, I'm the victim here, guys.
I had
what's
to go to
next?
Greek school.
Women's prison?
They have that.
Yeah. Oh, so now cunts. It's not
get
enough.
To go to jail.
They have to take the one thing men have, going to prison.
Going to jail.
And they're like, yeah. But now it's for girls.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think men are becoming soft in the modern day because mm-hmm. every generation, like our grandfather's generation, every generation of men would go to jail.
That's why I subscribe to like a delivery switchel and straight razor service.
Yeah.
To prove that you're not gay.
I pay $30 a month. I know, sorry, we're doing reads now on the premium episodes, but Hemingway is the premium subscription. Homemade flavorless root beer made out of rat piss. And it's the same thing that fucking Lewis and Clark would drink.
Yep.
Yeah.
When they were buying slaves
after a full day
when they were eating
the Native
poo-poo
Americans.
Across the continent.
They were going across Africa eating shit
and murdering the wildlife.
Every 2 weeks I get a leather box sent to my house and it's filled with shit from Africa.
African shit. really fucking strong whiskey.
A mustache comb.
Yep.
A cigarette lighter made out of bronze.
Yep.
A little genie lamp.
That's right.
And then a copy of the Quran.
Whoa. Every month?
The Frontier Quran.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So who's where does Muhammad come in? If Ishmael was like some side pussy, is he like Ishmael's grandson?
Muhammad is the guy that wrote like he was the prophet, so he wrote down everything God said.
Gotcha.
Ooh. And he comes like what 1,400 years later or some shit.
Yeah, and him and Jesus friends. He conquered the Mecca and Medina.
Oh, nice.
And he also, he wrote...
Medina sounds like a hot girl's name.
Yeah, yeah.
Medina sounds like she's...
I got pussy from Medina.
Like she's Afro-Latina.
I got a Medina-sized dick.
I have a Medina-sized dick.
Nice.
I'm trying to get my dick sucked by Medina, I'll tell you that.
Muhammad rode a horse from the ground up to heaven.
Really?
That's pretty tight.
Where?
In Jerusalem.
I don't believe that, dude.
I believe that. I believe the thing about me is that I believe all religions.
Mm-hmm. What's Zoroastrianism? Remember they taught us about that in school?
That's what Persian they copied thing. Christianity from. Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's some.
It's Iranian.
Mm-hmm. It's like the way apparently Quentin Tarantino, Reservoir Dogs, there's a movie that already exists. It's basically Reservoir Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Zoroastrianism is.
What's the name of the movie?
I don't know. I think it's French or some shit.
Bezevoir dogs. Mm. I'm trying to be Zevoir.
Bezevoir.
You know, I'm trying to be more Zevoir.
Zevoir. Zevoir is a great name. What's up, y'all? My name's Zevoir.
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to be au Zevoir.
Au Zevoir.
Au sexual.
Madame Wazelle. Yeah. Au Zevoir to you.
Yeah. Ah, Reservoir Dog, Mademoiselle.
I got a Mr. Pink you can meet, Mademoiselle.
Mm. Yeah, I'd like to make a reservoir for 8:30 p.m. At your finest time slot available. What is the availability of your evenings?
Uh huh.
It's so fun to talk like that.
Maybe I'm literally dying. I've had to piss
from
way
not
more.
Eating enough.
I don't know.
But this has been a problem as long as I've known you. It's a lot of pissing.
It's more than usual recently.
Have you ever considered that possibly, instead of a human being, you're actually a giant pitcher filled with lemonade that bursts through a wall?
I have not. Can I be honest?
And your dissatisfaction in life is that you're not like destroying houses to introduce kids to lemonade.
Yeah, that's
I would be so pissed if I was not a human.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I'm some robot or some shit or like some anthropomorphic fucking...
A giant bladder filled with...
with piss and... yeah, with sugary piss.
Yeah, a piss-filled Kool-Aid,
you're
man.
Created for a defunct brain.
Yeah, dude. If I'm a fucking thrown away mascot that just exists sort of in a nether realm right now, I'd be fucking pissed off.
And you're constantly just like denying your true self, trying to be a
real
human.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and that's why my dick doesn't work. That's why I piss all the time.
I saw a Dalmatian the other day. You don't see those very often.
Did it look?
They all died on 9/11.
I think so.
Damn.
How
many Dalmatians died on 9/11?
101. That's how many there were.
The firefighters sent the Dalmatians in first to the towers.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't doing shit. No. They got fucked up.
They were eating all the snacks in the offices.
Cruella Alville was the...
Cruella Alville.
Was a Muslim. It's a Muslim. What's going on? There's so many shootings now. It's very funny.
There's a
shootings are back,
dude. But now it's like every 15 minutes or like 18 dead in a.
Yeah. Everyone thought it was gonna be a horny summer. As dude, much as everyone
literally
was
as soon
waiting
as Biden,
to fuck, it's everyone was waiting to do mass shootings.
It's funny because it's like that didn't happen during Trump. There's other shit that happened under Trump that I feel like the media didn't go after because they knew it was just gonna immediately happen again with Democrats.
Yeah.
So they didn't want to like set themselves up for.
I don't know. They went pretty wild on the fucking border crisis shit that's still going buck wild.
Yeah, the border crisis, but I mean, like. Bombing Syria. I don't think anyone really gave like you didn't.
No one's ever given a fuck about that.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then the shootings. I mean, there had to have been shootings happening. Well, I guess not.
No, it was the pandemic.
When did Stephen Paddock happen?
That was during Trump.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
The worst one of all time. Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything. That one was so awesome.
It was an assault on country music.
That guy's awesome, dude.
Something so buck wild happened there. Mm-hmm. It's no way it was that guy, right? I'm on my fucking Alex Jones shit with that one.
No, it was probably like he was like some kind of like at like the same way Epstein is like, you know, is this like a CIA agent that reports to Langley? No. Mm-hmm. It's like a guy that like had a contact and they use him for like these honeypot operations and just let him do his like pedophile socialite thing. And then they, you know, he probably like brokers the information or something with like intelligence agencies.
Sure.
And the same thing with Stephen Paddock is he's probably a guy that like sells weapons or does weapons bullshit on the side that had like some kind of acknowledgement from the State Department and something went wrong with like a, because they had all these like cameras set up in the place.
Yeah.
He's probably selling weapons to Saudis and they dipped out before like the authorities got there. And
then he just what?
Well, they probably killed him and then shot up the thing and then left.
Yeah.
And then, you know.
Nice.
And it was Muslims.
Probably. Those motherfuckers. Those guys, honestly, here are the people that have had the hottest winning streak the last since 9/11. The Saudis and Putin. Those guys can't. All they do is win, bro. Putin has just taken over Russia. And the Saudis, like, did Stephen Paddock. They killed that fucking journalist. Who knows what other shit they're doing? And they hacked. They got Jeff Bezos' cock picture. Remember that? Where they hacked his fucking email or
the
whatever.
The Saudis.
They send him
it.
Like a link, and he clicked on it, and they got his cock pictures. And they did 9/11.
Wow.
And then they were just like, "Yo, Toronto, better watch out before a little something happens to you." Wink, wink. And they had like a picture of a plane. Remember that Twitter post
from Saudi Arabia?
Yes.
That's cool. I think it's
they're
cool
on
that
an
they're,
absolute winning streak, and
I
we're
think it's
losing.
Cool that their king makes the president of the United States hold his hand.
Yeah, exactly. he makes the president do gay shit.
He makes you be gay.
Those guys honestly are fucking crushing it.
Yeah. Someone had a post on Twitter this week where it was this building in Saudi Arabia that I didn't know is the second tallest building in the world.
Hell yeah.
But it's like a mall.
One you can ski in or whatever?
It looks like shit.
The second dickest building.
It looks bad.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. It's got like a Muslim crescent on the top of it. But yeah, I just had no idea.
That's cool. The Muslim crescent looks tight, I have to admit.
The Muslim crescent? Yeah, it's not bad.
Design-wise, it's better than the cross.
I always saw it and thought that it would be cool if it was like a throwing star type of weapon.
It might be.
Yeah. If it was like if Saudi guys put it, like made it into a blade type of thing that they.
I bet you.
How
they
about instead of Saudi Arabia, it's a place called Saudi Arabia. It's like a Muslim cat calling country.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah.
Where they're like, "Hello, baby."
Show me pussy.
Let me see your pussy.
Gosh.
Shouty at baby.
Shouty at baby.
We better be careful. We don't want to get on their shit list. Mm-hmm.
Dude, if we were on their shit list, we'd be fucking gone in a second.
Mm-hmm. You get black bagged.
For sure.
Well, I have
and
a
that's
lot
why
of
I'm and honestly, that's what I'm saying. They're on a win streak. Respect.
I would love to go out there and do a live show, the three of us, all men.
All men, just nothing but
no
guys
women.
With those tablecloths.
100,000 men.
Those red checker tablecloths.
We'll do it at the dome or at the fucking...
Oh, dude, yeah. And we're just talking about
At the box.
We're just talking about how
Mecca.
Fucking bad Israel is.
Yeah.
Just crushing.
Just crushing.
Just
we
fucking
should, we
doing
should
such
do,
a,
we should do
anti-Semitic shit.
We should do UAE. That'd be tight, dude. I'd wear the outfit. I think I said this already, but I want to go to one of those countries and dress like Jasmine's dad.
Yeah. Come on, dude. I'm dressing like that.
No.
I look like that.
I've already said I'm dressing.
Okay, well, it doesn't
also,
matter.
Also, you know you're just going to be wearing a tracksuit. You're not going to fucking do any of the local shit.
What are you talking about?
You'll eat the food, but you're not wearing any of the clothes.
Why? How
when
are you
we went
wearing
to Japan,
the clothes?
Who went around like a ninja?
What do you mean?
Me.
Alone? Abandoning the rest of his party?
Dressed like a ninja.
Making me have lunch with his girlfriend?
Speaking Japanese.
Blending
to
in.
To the best of my ability.
You were wearing what you were what you're wearing now.
Using a blow.
And you were being incredibly rude on the train and breaking all their customs.
Using a blowgun.
You were making a scene on the fucking train, hitting Adam with an umbrella.
No, Adam was hitting me.
I wasn't hitting you with the umbrella. I was hooking your ankle with the umbrella.
And then didn't you pull your ass, or like you like bent over in front of people in the escalator or something like that.
Yes,
you were breaking every Japanese custom.
You did do a thing where you were putting your ass in Japanese people's face.
Japanese people are racist towards Koreans. So
yeah.
Maybe they should stop worrying about what I'm doing.
I don't think the UAE is any less racist than Japan.
Think about they colonizing ass.
That's true.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is I was the only one respectful of Japanese's customs and cultures. Adam was there as a capitalist, stealing all their best merchandise to mm-hmm. bring back to America.
Dude, capitalism makes me so pissed off.
It pisses me off.
It sickens me.
And we need to eat the rich. And
yes.
Yeah.
And I was there looking at fucking...
I'm actually a diehard communist. That's how I describe myself.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome. In all seriousness.
That's awesome, dude. That's
When I talk to people, I let them know that I'm like a diehard communist.
Yeah. Yeah. It's important to let people know.
I'm a sex worker and a communist.
You know, like Bruce Willis.
Yeah. Yeah. That's the kind of...
Yeah, it's like John McClane style.
John McClane, but in terms of communism. Mm-hmm. That I'm ready for the revolution,
uh-huh.
you know. But just let me know when it starts.
Mm. Yeah.
For now, I'm playing Super Mario Sunshine.
Yeah, yeah.
But the second
the revolution starts,
when that shit starts, dude, I'll have a gun.
Yep.
I'll be, you know, it'll be like the movie.
I'll be in good enough shape to fight a war.
It'll be like the movie Enemy at the Gates. I'll be that guy from mm-hmm. that.
Jude Law.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is funny how that is like just sort of a backdoor to fantasizing about being in the military for people who are like. Will fantasize about the Punisher guys calling them gay.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, but I also want to be one of those guys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'm a sniper in a
in a
fictional Revolutionary War.
I know, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but my point is, I get to dress like Jasmine's dad.
That have no.
I get to be the carpet. You guys get to sit on me.
It's already.
See, this is what, after years of doing a show with you, I know what a master you are of controlling the narrative.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was laying out a case by case, mm-hmm. effortless point that could not be fucked with at all about why I get to dress like Jasmine's dad, and you very shrewdly moved on to a good bit.
Yeah,
and I'm saying, and I respect that.
He controlled the narrative,
and we can go back to making fun of those guys, mm-hmm. but. I'm dressing like
For
Jasmine's
the listeners
dad.
At home, I'm already dressed like Jasmine.
He's not at all. He's wearing fucking...
I don't... Well, okay, how about this? How about this? Stop from memory. Describe Jasmine's father's outfit.
It's a fucking...
No, and then we're going to look at it. And if you can't even remember...
No, he wears the fucking hat. He's got... It's like flowing, silken fucking shit.
Yeah.
It's white, I think.
No.
The point is...
Okay, all right. So, okay, what color is it?
White and purple.
Wrong.
I'm not wrong.
You're 0-1.
Let me see.
Aladdin.
We'll go through it, all of it.
Wait, you get to look at the fucking picture?
I'm quizzing you. Because I already knew exactly what it looked like.
No, you didn't.
I've already bought the outfit.
You don't have it. You don't have the fucking body type for it, motherfucker. Yeah. I am his body type.
All right. And then, so you said he's got a hat?
He does.
And what does it look like?
It's fucking puffy and shit. It's circular.
What else is going on with it?
It's got a little fucking pointy... Like little circle thing at the top.
No.
Come on,
Wrong, dude. It's like the most critical detail of Jasmine.
If I saw it, I would know it. Here's the thing. Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Fashion sometimes is about the emotion. It's about how it makes you feel mm-hmm. when you're wearing the clothes. You could never pull off how a person feels
Come
when they
on.
Look at Jasmine's dad.
Just stop.
I know that I can do it. I'm not. I don't have anything to prove to anybody.
Think about what he has on.
I don't
his
have
hat.
Anything to prove to anybody. A feather.
A feather.
And feather. And
I just remembered.
And what's connecting the feather to the hat?
You know what's pretty cool is if you look at the dad's hat upside down and cover the feather, it looks like sort of an asshole in a pussy.
It does. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's
yes.
Cool.
Oh yes, the ruby. Yeah.
Yeah.
The point is. You can't look at that, how that man is dressed, and look at me and look at Nick, and say that Nick is the one that's going to be the fucking
salt-looking
one.
Stuff.
It wouldn't even make fucking sense.
If you're any character in Aladdin, you're the elephant that
I'm not the elephant.
Prince Ali rides.
I am the dad, maybe the genie.
Mm-hmm. No
chance.
Yes,
you're not the genie,
and you're the monkey. You're the fucking monkey, and I'm Adam Aladdin. Is Aladdin. How about that?
Thank you, dude.
You're
That's
welcome.
So nice.
Adam is
that was so
all,
nice stuff.
Adam's Jafar.
No, I'm Aladdin because he wears a yarmulke.
I'm the tiger, but the correct gender.
Thank you.
You know what?
You're not the dad.
I'm the tiger. In
and
the
who
desert.
Are you? How are you pretending you're not Jafar?
I'm the tiger.
You're the mean gay guy. No. You are 100% Jafar.
Is, I'm not. First of all, who's being mean? In this
you're episode? The evil gay man.
I said. We should go to the UAE.
Your whole vibe is
dress
mean,
like,
gay man.
I'm going to dress like the Jasmine's dad. And then you immediately, instead of saying, oh, I'm also going to do that, which would have been fine by me, you said, you're not
there
allowed to.
There can't be two Jasmine's dads. You know there can't be two Jasmine's dads. There's no way there's going to be two Jasmine's
let's
dads.
See, who's the mean homosexual? Is the one bossing around?
Is the one claiming he can have the outfit? Is the one saying, oh.
I just said how I wanted to dress like, and now I'm being bullied by a gay pitcher full of lemonade.
That's a good point.
Yeah,
that's a good point. But I don't retract my stance, unfortunately.
Dude, I like the nega,
the evil
nega
yeah,
dad.
Yeah, yeah,
nega.
Cool.
Wow.
Yeah, it's Jasmine's dad in dark colors. Yeah.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what Jafar looks like because I have a feeling that
you are Jafar, dude.
Nick could have said that he's the tiger, but he's a guy, and he gets to fuck Jasmine.
No, this is Adam, dude.
Come on, dude.
It's Adam's dark eyes.
That's not me. I don't have dark eyes. I have green eyes.
No, but you have like just sunken kind of dark eyes.
Oh, it's, like around my eyes? No, it's just because I'm sleepy.
Mm. That's what Adam's facial hair looks like. No,
it doesn't.
Yeah, that's
I don't
not
have
a facial hair, bro.
I'm Aladdin.
That Adam makes that face constantly.
That's true.
Come on, dude. I'm a street rat. Everyone knows that.
You're not Aladdin either, Adam. I'm
Come
sorry.
On.
Nick
you
is
said
Jafar.
It already.
You're the monkey.
I'm not Jafar, dude. No chance.
Nick is Jafar.
No, maybe.
I'm the spirit of Aladdin in the body of Jasmine's
maybe,
dad.
Maybe I'm
and
Iago.
And fuck Jasmine.
And I fuck Jasmine.
Maybe I'm Iago.
Yeah. I'm if Aladdin was the body
this
type
is,
of her
you're
dad.
You're
going
to tell me that's not Adam.
The Come snake on. One.
Come on, bro. No.
Look,
I'm
sorry to say it, but this is one of the most cut and dried things of all time. You're the monkey, you're Jafar. I'm Aladdin in the body of Jasmine's dad, and I get to fuck Jasmine.
So much.
It's never been clearer.
So much of Aladdin's story is in me. Listen, being a street rat,
yeah.
But also
having a gay father,
pretending to be this fabulous prince who rides on elephants.
Mm.
Like, I'm on this show, and I present to the audience that I'm some sort of fancy
some
pants.
Some bulletproof fancy pants,
but
man.
I'm trash. I come from nothing.
Yep.
I really started from the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And
from the deserts.
Yeah, from the...
Of Israel.
From the deserts of Las Vegas.
From the deserts of Israel to the deserts of Las Vegas.
I love stealing.
You do love stealing. That I'll give you, but not to feed your family.
Of course, I only do it for good.
You're not Robin Hood. You're not Robin Hood. You're a fucking thief.
I do it to survive in this crazy messed up world of Agrabah.
This is fucked up, dude. If you Google Jafar, one of the options is Jafar's height. And I guess all the Disney characters have heights.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, what, 6'3", fucking 6'3". They lived millions of years ago in a fictional world. Just make them all 5'3".
Thank you so much.
What the hell is this?
That's
is bullshit.
Fucked up. Jafar's 6'3"?
Yeah.
Then I take it back.
He's
You're not
tall.
Jafar.
How tall is Moana from fucking the Disney movie?
That's
the
a child? Isn't she a child?
Seven feet tall.
What?
No way.
Yeah.
Then how big is The Rock?
The Rock isn't a cartoon.
Yeah, huh? He's in Moana.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking idiot.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see Moana.
Damn, this is gay. According to this.
It is?
It's pretty fun.
According to this, I'm only taller than Tigger, Woody, Buzz, and Jiminy Cricket. And then the rest of them.
Are these the official heights? This is coming from From Mickey himself? From
Disney? Coming from the Disney's, yeah, Disney shit.
From the ears?
Fuck them, dude. Uh-huh. They don't get to tell us how tall anyone is. Moana's not 7 feet tall. That's crazy.
I couldn't see Moana.
She's a fucking child.
Because I was too sad about Hillary Clinton's loss.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. I couldn't just go to a theater it took a and while forget for about me what to was going back. On.
Yeah, what was yeah. it? It was either like Roxanne Gay or Lindy
Someone
West.
Someone wrote that, yeah.
That fucking retard.
About Moana. They
like, hey, really?
Moana is about, but they're like, it's about the like Donald Trump stealing the election. It's yeah. like, you know the
wins
movie.
At the end.
Well, but it's like, you know the movie wasn't made 2 weeks ago.
Right, yeah. right.
It's not
right.
how film
It just came out right after yeah. Hillary Clinton lost. No, yeah, but it was also about how like Moana, after such a hard week personally for whoever that woman was, Moana was the one thing that made her feel okay.
That's good. Yeah. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That is such a really good way for a grown-up to mm-hmm. fucking look at the world.
Yeah, for a tax-paying citizen.
Not only that, but somebody who's theoretically paid for their ideas. Like,
I want to try and write a fake book as a fat bitch named 1 Million Pounds of Tears.
You should. You could bust that out yeah. in like 3 days,
Oh,
dude.
Of course. Just like chapter one, being cut in line at Chick-fil-A. You uh-huh. know, it's just fucking... Mm-hmm. The white man didn't even acknowledge me when he stepped in front of me thinking I had already placed my order.
Yeah, just because I had Chick-fil-A sauce all over my lips.
Alarm bells went off in my head.
Yeah.
Mainly because I was having a diabetic reaction to the 15 McFlurries I just ate. And I screamed out, are there alarm bells going out off in here? And then they had to call 2 ambulances for me.
they had to call a tug ambulance.
Seagulls are eating crumbs off of my body. Why wasn't there ever a Jonathanista Livingston seagull? Have you ever thought about that? Yeah. It's a story about a girl seagull who's too fat to fly.
Mm-hmm.
And then she finds out that there's a bunch of poison in the air.
Yeah.
So it's actually healthier to be a land gull.
Yeah. Right.
And waddle around. And then she finds out she's actually a penguin, and every doctor she's ever seen is wrong.
Yeah.
Every doctor is wrong.
Dude, you would crush this fucking book.
Yeah.
That would be funny if...
I might actually do it.
You should.
Yeah,
write like an 80-page fucking novella.
That's the kind of shit. I mean, I could do fucking 1,500 pages a day on that.
Yeah.
Just don't edit it.
No, don't edit.
Yeah.
Just sell it like as an e-book.
Yeah. I mean, you can do self-publishing. Yeah, fuck it. I'll just do that this week.
I'm waiting on 1,000 pounds of tears.
I'm waiting on some stuff that's back-ordered, so I have some time to
Yeah, think. Yeah. Ooh, what are we waiting on?
No, just bullshit. Car parts.
Nice, hell yeah.
Yeah. Some polyurethane bushings.
Oh, nice. I got some bushings for you.
Yeah.
All over my cock.
Do you?
Yeah.
You have your
Stav's
dick
pubes.
Squeezed into...
Stav's pubes go all the way to the top of his dick.
Yeah, that would be
But
awesome.
Only on the top.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
a little fucking palm tree.
Like a strong-willed native character in like, you know, something like Avatar or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The guy that doesn't trust the main guy.
Of course.
Because he's trying to date the other guy.
The native guy who actually wants pussy from
the
female.
The native guy that is the older brother of
the
native bitch that's getting fucked by the John Smith character.
Yes, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, that's a great.
Yeah.
That's a great pull.
That's who your dick is?
That's who my dick is. It is proud.
Who eventually comes around to the
at
new
the
old,
end.
The white.
And that's dick. When it's time to vanquish the enemy together.
Mm-hmm.
When he's like, I'm glad you're fucking my sister.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad your colonizing cock is busting all up in those walls.
Mm. How about instead of John Goodman, it's John Badman?
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, well, I'm a pedophile, friend. How you doing, brother? I molest children. Yeah. Are there any children around here maybe I could molest?
That's good.
That'd be a lot better if I could do a John Goodman impression.
Yeah, yeah. It doesn't sound anything
yeah,
like... This is the rare time
like.
Where you don't even have a piece of it.
I don't know. I mean, I can't even think about what he sounds like.
Yeah.
Because usually you're too hard on your impressions. Mm-hmm. You're like,
you're
that
pretty
wasn't
good.
But you get the point across. This time it does not sound anything like John Goodman.
I don't
Goodman.
Know what John Goodman sounds like. I can't visualize his voice.
Wow.
No.
Something like that.
Every time you try to do an impression, you're just doing Ray Kump. You're doing Tim Dillon doing Ray Kump.
It's you got to start fat. That's the thing.
Yeah, but you're not. First of all, you're not even saying words. You're just going
Yeah,
because like it's like when you tune something, you go before you sing. You know when people do that, where they blow on the little thing, they go.
Yeah. And like an a cappella group. Or
that's
something.
Me trying to get into the right zone.
Yeah, I'm
trying to think.
How you doing, friend? I'm a pedophile.
That's better. Yeah, but that's not better. Good.
John Badman.
John Badman. Pretty good bit.
Well, I'm bad. I'm bad because I have sex with kids.
Oh, here's a thing I was thinking of. What about Christopher Uber? It's Christopher Lambert, but he drives Uber.
Uber.
Mm-hmm.
Did you get a Toyota Corolla?
Biti ungo akalapambo la
karanga.
Yeah, he's just on a Bluetooth with his brother.
Yeah, they're always talking soft. I always feel like they're like cybering.
Yeah,
because they're always like chocolate.
Yeah, it is like it's sensual.
Yeah, it kind of like
they just be hard.
It hits your ear in a way. It's like stop. It feels like they're tonguing your ear.
Yeah, I would much rather you be yelling.
Yeah,
than
honestly,
than
yes,
I agree.
I always feel terrible when they're like, "Can I talk on the phone?"
They have never asked me once.
I've been asked.
I've been asked a couple times.
Yeah, and then they like go back on their Bluetooth. And
my rating.
And I say no.
My rating has to be zero.
You're rude.
My Uber rating has to be fucking dog shit.
You can tell.
There was one time, there's some like Albanian guy or something. He's like, "Man, you put your feet on my chair," and I didn't at all.
I was there. We were going to the airport.
No, this was a different time.
Well,
I was by
the
myself.
Same thing happened.
I was by myself, and I was sitting like this. And the guy's like, "You put your feet." I'm like, "I didn't." And then I was screaming at him.
Nick got so mad.
Called him a couple.
You have no de-escalation skills. I will say that.
Yeah.
Once it's on, it's on. It's like once somebody, you're perfectly polite until the second some like.
Well, if you accuse me of some shit I didn't do, fuck
well,
that.
You could have.
I've lived my whole life that
See,
way.
That's
being
what
accused
I'm saying.
Of shit that I didn't fucking do.
This is interesting. I wonder where the psychological root of this is.
Being accused of shit I didn't.
Yeah.
Do.
What was the first accusation? Let's get to the fucking bottom of it. It might if it wraps up in some doing something fat, then we really are in the middle of like your entire psyche.
No, I don't think it was. You know, somebody broke
if somebody
something.
Caught you or accused you of stealing like a muffin or something,
no.
Then that would be the explanation for everything. If a retarded man accused you of stealing,
I don't have
his
any
muffin.
Animosity to the retarded.
No, you're right. You're right.
They're
right.
Very funny.
You're right. That wasn't the right.
I rewatched.
How about this? If a fat woman accused
I rewatched you, the I Am Sam trailer last night, which I haven't watched in probably like 15 years, but it's still so good, dude.
Yeah, get that cranking. Yeah,
we'll get this going.
Yeah,
classic trailer, 2001.
By the way, the master of deflection. We almost had him.
Hit it again.
We almost had his most innermost.
How can we be so...
Oh, my God.
Your teacher gave you a really hard book this time.
What's wrong with your father? Why is he acting like a retard? You're not like other daddies.
I'm sorry.
Daddy, I'm lucky. Nobody else's daddy ever comes to the park.
No one doubts that you love your daughter.
These shoes light up.
But your intellectual capacity is around that of a 7-year-old.
Do we get a balloon with these?
All of us? Or just her?
Our concern is what happens when Lucy turns 8.
I find it is not in the best interest of the child to remain in the home, and I order her detained.
Why is Lucy going home with me?
Jesus fucking Christ.
It's time that you get your own lawyer.
This is one of the best ads I've seen in the Yellow Pages.
You're my lawyer!
Right,
well, that's
Hogan.
Like, that's the other funny thing, too, is there's a guy who actually has Down syndrome who is like he's supposed to play like a competent retard. He's like, well, I was looking through the Yellow Pages and this is the attorney I found. And it's like, I'm sorry, you were doing what? I thought the Yellow Pages were the all the printer paper shoved down the front of your pants.
Dude, this is an insane movie.
Oh, it's wild.
Hey, we have a lot to go over, and I have 5 minutes.
Green means go.
You're going much faster.
I used to laugh at this, and my stepmom would be like, don't laugh! It's cruel. You're cruel for laughing. And I'm like, yeah, that's Sean Penn.
Yeah, yeah.
He's being paid millions of dollars to pretend to be a fucking mentally handicapped person.
They do a pretty weird job of it, too.
Yeah. Doing a weird job, and the premise is literally retarded.
Yeah. She, when she turns eight, they're gonna take. Why would he have?
It's like,
so you're telling me you let a retarded guy have an infant?
Yeah, right.
Alone?
I would say that this is seven. Yeah. So he can have her until he's seven. I would and say. Then I would she say turns eight and like becomes his mother.
Exploitative, yeah. But like clearly everyone who was involved in making the movie was also a fucking retard.
That's true.
Yeah. You had to be a retard to produce this, yep. Or
The people were.
And everybody else.
Is she going to help us?
Always set your dreams high, Lucy.
I don't think you realize what you're up against.
You gotta be firm on this.
You have to fight for her.
You don't know what it's like, but you try and you don't ever get there.
I can go at least a million miles.
This is
around,
insane.
But you gotta let me in.
You think what they think. Sam can't take care of Lucy.
It doesn't matter what I think. It matters that we win.
It matters to me.
Isn't it true that you know you need much more than your daddy can give you?
That's the best part is the bad guy in the movie is Toby from West Wing.
Yeah.
And he's
nice.
What's that guy's name? Fucking.
I forget his
Jonathan
name.
Foxley.
Yes.
Something like that. But he's just playing Toby from West Wing.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
he's irritable.
His best villain turn.
I respect this office.
Billy Madison, for sure.
And I respect that this office would never let a retarded man raise his own daughter.
So what happens in the movie? Because you can't.
The cornerstone of our democracy is taking children away from
them. Yeah, grabbing stuff from retards that they love.
Is love.
What makes you think you can raise a 7-year-old?
Every parent has those moments.
A 10-year-old.
Moments where the task is so unbelievably challenging.
A 13-year-old.
That you feel retarded.
She'll be 6 years more advanced than you.
Did you hear that? Why did I say that?
Oh my God.
It's about patience.
I worry that I've gotten more out of this than you.
And it's about listening.
Daddy?
I'm here! And it's about love.
No, sorry. That's the best part of the trailer.
I am.
This is the fucking funniest part of the trailer is this just pratfall.
It's about patience.
I worry that I've gotten more out of this than you.
And it's about listening.
Daddy?
And it's about love.
What happens? I didn't see.
He's just like, she's like, goes, Daddy? And then he's running with a birthday cake and he goes, I'm here. And just falls down a flight of stairs and smashes the cake in his face.
That is funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, just played for laughs.
Yeah, yeah.
Respect, man. I mean, you can't. So, what does it end with? The lawyer falls in love with him and adopts both of them or something.
Yeah, he's going to the bathroom in her house and he leaves the door open. She sees how big his dick is.
Big retarded dick.
And she's like, I'm gonna tie it up.
Hamada, 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 hamada,
hamada.
She comes from.
Oh, let me suck your penis. Oh, it's big and it's retarded. It's big and retarded.
Oh, I want to suck it.
Oh, it's like a blimp, but instead of a good year blimp, it's a bad year blimp, and it's like, we're here to rape all the kids. Robin Williams is the gay lawyer.
That would rape Sam.
It's not your fault, Sam. It's not your fault, you're a retard. Oh, but what if it was?
I can cure you. You have to let me suck your penis.
Oh, the trick is we have to convince the judge that you were exposed to radiation, and it's actually a superpower. how are we going to do that? We're going to show them your dick. Your Honor, maybe his brain can't raise the girl, but this
Look
dick
at
can.
His beautiful penis.
Look, he can use it as a dinner table. He can sit at one end, and she can have a Velveeta on the other. Throw a couple of candelabras on there. It's like we're millionaires.
That's a great defense.
Mm-hmm.
Throw a candelabra on his big retarded penis.
Just it's like the pinnacle of like the movie is just is fucking Robin Williams at the end of Sean Penn's giant retarded penis giving the money speech from Network. His head baby. It's all about money. Here we are at a big table. Yeah, I was saying, you take that trailer and just edit it and make put Robin Williams or Sean Penn in blackface the whole time. And, you know, I guess you would have to, like, get somebody to do an impression of Toby or whatever, just video, like, you really think a black man who is also retarded could raise a kid? And then you cut it, the title card is I Be Sam.
Yes.
Yep.
He's like, oh, these shoes light up.
That's good.
Yeah. Shout out to L.A. Gear in that movie. That's probably what killed L.A. Gear.
Yeah, yeah.
Wait, he wore L.A. Gears in the movie?
Yeah, they saw the trailer for the movie, and then they were in their office, and they were like, well, let's pack it up, folks.
It's over.
It was a good run, but now we're associated with this.
That is so awesome. Was it, did people pan it when it came out, or was it like, I could see it weirdly being like people pretending it was good.
I think it was understood to be a disaster.
Okay.
It was Sean Penn really going for it. And
yeah,
then,
never go full retard is 100%.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, exactly. It's one of those things that has like critical reviews in like the 12%.
Yeah.
And then audience members rate it like 98%.
Yeah. Who are you going to trust, the critics or
what
the
does
fans?
Happen? Did you guys ever see it?
They try to take his kid away. I don't remember. He works at a Starbucks.
35%
35 to 86.
Yeah. What happens is, I if I remember correctly, like the little girl ends up just like living with a lawyer or something.
Yeah.
Like he doesn't get custody of the kid.
I see.
But he's just
able to visit it.
That's the other. It's like I don't remember. Like it doesn't make sense. He's just sort of like wandering around with a bunch of other retarded people.
Yeah.
Does he
yeah.
live at like a group home facility?
I think he has like an apartment. I mean,
he's been allowed to. That's the best part. Is he's been allowed to raise her until she's.
He's got a friend
eight.
With Down syndrome that somehow knows how to like find and vet attorneys.
Yeah.
So
that guy looked cool in the trailer. I liked
yeah.
him.
Who
yeah,
did
that
he,
guy's just a
who
hipster.
Did he get pussy off of to have the daughter?
That's a great question.
A homeless woman.
That's
he
awesome.
Had sex with a homeless woman.
Damn.
So she can't have custody because she doesn't have a house.
She's probably dead or something.
That's not a bad movie, honestly.
You don't think so?
Yeah, it's
I want to see the movie where he fucks her.
I do.
I want to see how did that happen.
Yeah, right. They have to show us that.
I need to see a homeless woman get fucked by a mentally handicapped man.
Ooh, give me that big ass retarded.
The
Ooh.
Daughter was Dakota Ooh. Fanning, so.
Ooh. Uh-oh. I made juice. Oh, I made juice.
No, I made juice again.
I made juice.
I
made juice in your front
the
butt.
Lady.
In the front butt. So just because this man made juice in a homeless woman's front butt, he should be entitled to raise a child. What part of that is democracy? What part of that is what the founding fathers yes. wanted to frame when they put the Constitution together so people like me, who were Holocausted, could come here and find freedom? Or whatever, one of Toby's old gay-ass speeches.
Well,
the characters suck.
Who was Toby supposed to be in the Clinton administration?
He's supposed to be a speechwriter for Bartlett, I think.
Yeah, but Josh is George Stephanopoulos, right?
This is one of those things where you know the answer.
I don't know the answer.
You're asking us so
yeah,
that you
of
can
course,
know.
Of course,
I don't know the answer.
Or you don't know the answer.
What I will
or
say
you just
is
want to mention this thing about George Stephanopoulos.
What I will
George
say is that
thing.
It's a very gay question, but I do not
That's
know the
true.
Answer to it.
Yeah. That's
I will
true,
acknowledge
but you
that.
Do know the answer.
I don't know the
or
answer.
You have an inkling or
well,
something.
I did know that there's like an analog to real life.
And I bet you have a guess.
I don't.
But if somebody told you, you'd be like, that's right. You wouldn't say, oh, that's interesting. You'd be like, that's right. That's what
yeah,
you'd say.
I would say that even, but I didn't know.
Yeah.
I would say it in a way where I'm like, yeah.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah,
oh, right.
Yeah, I knew that.
Yeah.
He's supposed to be Monica Lewinsky.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, Toby's supposed to be Monica Lewinsky.
Is there a sex scandal in the West Wing?
I don't think so, no. Was there? Bartlett doesn't get pussy?
Well, Eugene Levy was considered to play Toby. That's very funny.
That's funny.
What if we did a speech saying that the other candidate is a fag?
That's a great Eugene.
Thanks, man.
Levy, and it's a great thing for him to say.
President Bartlett, I'm gay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
I've got a speech for you. It's my cock.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I rewatched American Pie recently. And
what are your takeaways?
It's the webcam scene is it really still hit.
That's awesome.
The rest of it is kind of like
I definitely jacked off to Shannon Elizabeth's breasts so much.
It's still incredibly disappointing that he didn't get to fuck her.
Yeah.
It's heartbreaking to see that boy cum his pants.
That's true. That's true.
It really still
does anybody
fuck
Shannon Elizabeth in that movie?
No, she gets sent back to her country. She gets revenge porned by the entire school, and the resolution to that is that what's her name? Nadia or whatever gets sent back to like
brutal.
War-torn Eastern Europe or wherever
she's
from.
She was so hot. Now
she was so hot.
I literally have a memory of exactly the first time I beat off to her. Like I didn't see the movie. I remember being in my in the computer room in my home, and I downloaded the scene on Kazaa. Yeah. And I was jacking off just to her scenes, and it was like a little grainy. It was like a little like the color was a little fucked up. But man alive, did I beat off to that.
Yeah, she was one of the hottest chicks.
Unbelievable.
I could imagine.
Truly.
Yeah.
The fact
and
that she
it
existed.
Is, it is, I as like a 15-year-old, seeing him really blow it, it like made me want to cry.
100%. And I was
like,
so
really
worried.
Broke my heart.
Dude, there was so many worries about what would happen when I finally got put, how I would blow it. All media was giving you ways to think about how you're going to blow it.
It really kept... All media was telling you that if you're going to have the good high school experience, you got to go get pussy.
You got to get pussy and you
have
can't bust
to
fast.
Pussy.
I was scared of busting fast.
You can't
fast.
Bust fast. You can't cum your pants.
I was so scared of cumming my pants and that wasn't an issue. I just... In fact, the issue was my fucked up... There's not enough media for guys with fucked up foreskins out there.
Yeah.
You know, because they don't tell you that you might get tugged on a little too
that
hard.
That should be the next Pixar movie.
Yeah.
The forest. It's about a lemonade pitcher with a tight foreskin.
It should just be different foreskins. It
That's
should be
true.
Like a foreskin universe.
Yes, thank you.
It should be like my foreskin, which was taken from me as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Like traveling around, like Finding Nemo, trying to find my penis.
No
again.
One's interested in that.
Yeah, no one cares about.
No
that.
One
Why?
Cares about that.
Yeah,
it does everyone's uncircumcised?
He's got a. How cute would it be? Like a little foreskin
it wouldn't
with
be
a
cute.
Stick and a
it
bindle.
It wouldn't be cute.
You know, be
traveling
around
as a religion.
America.
You have decided
It'd
to
be a cool
forsake foreskin.
A Pixar
okay,
movie is about
to bring
a hunter
it into race.
A hunter that's hunting and he sneezes and he misses his target and the bullet. Goes all the way to New York and kills a Jewish podcaster.
Yeah.
While he's telling it,
while he's
coming
possible.
Up with a really bad idea for a Pixar movie.
I think it's a good idea for a Pixar movie.
And Pixar movie about the hunter is called The Thing That Should Happen, starring Robin Williams and Eugene Levy.
Robin Williams.
Oh, I'm going to take a shot. I've got to sneeze a little bit. And then he fires it.
Yeah.
And then Eugene Levy's like, oh, what? How was I derailing the show there a minute ago? It's about my foreskin.
I didn't derail the
also,
show.
Also, by the
that
way,
was a good idea.
I'm gay.
No. I didn't derail
another
it.
Thing you you should know about me is I'm actually a fag.
Okay. Well, Eugene Levy is a totally different age than me.
What if we did a Pixar movie about how small my dick is? And it's called The Dick That Was Too Small.
That's awesome. That's a great idea, Eugene. Mm-hmm. And then as my character...
Starring Dan Levy as Eugene Levy.
Mm. Yeah. That's true.
Well, I had more ideas, but apparently it was derailing.
Go ahead.
So my foreskin meets Stop's foreskin, which has a home, right? And he helps
no,
find
first
my...
First of all, how did you make a story
about foreskins. You're the protagonist.
No,
your
the foreskin's the protagonist. My foreskin is the protagonist.
No, it's not.
Why?
Because you don't even have a fucking foreskin. This is like, right. This is about representation.
I have
and
a
it's
foreskin.
Like, no, this is like when they got Italians to play Native Americans in
I
fucking
have a
Westerns.
Foreskin. He was
We're not making a fucking Pixar movie about foreskins and Jews get to be the protagonist.
No.
Okay? Absolutely not. Jews. It's about, it's got to be people with foreskins that get to be the
no,
protagonist.
No, I'm saying he meets your foreskin.
You can be a supporter. Character.
They become friends. Your foreskin says, hey, I'm a little different, but I have a home, mm-hmm. you know?
No.
And he's like, just because I'm so tight doesn't mean that I can't be happy. Because I'm attached to this jolly fat man.
How about John Brain?
Yeah.
Okay. And he's like, hey, pilgrim, mind if I suck your cock?
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah.
Easy there, partner. I was wondering if I could suck your cock.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
I think my idea was good.
Well, what
Listen,
was your idea again?
It can maybe be a spinoff if the original goes over well.
I'll take a spinoff.
How about a spinoff foreskin? That'd be pretty cool. That
yeah,
would be cool.
You could attach it and reattach it. That'd be so
I
cool.
would love to be able to see what life would be like without it, but be able to put it back on.
Oh, you don't
it's
wish.
It's like that song Detachable Penis by King Missile. Remember that one?
Do no, not. I don't know.
Yeah, let's end the show with a little King Missile. Let's yeah. have them play us off.
That sounds fine to me.
You remember this one?
Sounds familiar. Oh, shit, okay.
Up this morning with a bad hangover and my penis was missing again. This happens all the time. It's detachable. This comes in handy a lot of the time. I can leave it home when I think it's going to get me in trouble, or I can rent it out when I don't need it. But now and then I go to a party, get drunk, and the next morning I can't for the life of me remember what I did with it. First I looked around my apartment
That's
and I couldn't
stuff,
find
man.
It. So I called up the place where the party was. They hadn't seen it either. I asked them to check the medicine cabinet, because for some reason I leave it there sometimes, but not this time.